Well, let's move on to our next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. And the question is this. I heard this question being talked about on a TV program and wanted your input. Are there still apostles today? Well, let's start by reading Matthew 10, 1 through 4. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus and Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. This is the first mention of the word apostles in the Bible, and we see that the Lord Jesus chose 12 men to be apostles. While there are many disciples, there were only 12 apostles, and these men were given special power to do miraculous things. After the Lord's death, resurrection, and ascension back to heaven, the remaining apostles realized from Scripture that Judas, who had hung himself, needed to be replaced. Let's read Acts 1, 16 through 26. Men and brethren, this Scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us, and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the believers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, Akedama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Wherefore of these men which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Notice one qualification that was mentioned in verses 21 and 22. Wherefore these men, which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us. The one to replace Judas had to have been with the others during the time of the earthly ministry of the Lord and could be a witness of his resurrection. In Acts 12, 1 and 2, we read that King Herod had the apostle James killed. However, we do not read that anyone was chosen to replace him. The church began with the 12 apostles, but since the beginning of the church in Acts chapter 2, we do not read of any apostle being replaced upon their deaths. So we can rightly see that the office of apostle ended with the passing of the 12 apostles, except for one exception, the apostle Paul. Let's read 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 10, where Paul speaks of his apostleship. It says, For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. Now Paul was so humble about his office. He considered himself like a baby born prematurely, small and undeveloped, not worthy to be compared with the other apostles. But he did realize the grace and purpose of God and accepted this position of apostle. He would insist upon his apostleship in 1 Corinthians 9:1, where he says, "Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are not ye my work in the Lord?" He would declare the authority for his apostleship in Galatians 1:1, where he says, "Paul an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead." Notice how that Paul mentions having seen the Lord as a qualification for being an apostle. Although we have no record of Paul ever seeing the Lord during his time of earthly ministry, Paul saw the Lord on the road to Damascus as he was traveling to find true disciples of the Lord to imprison them. Read that incredible account in Acts chapter 9. The office of apostle has served its purpose and is no longer given to men today. Ephesians 2:19 through 20 says, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." The apostles, along with the New Testament prophets, laid the foundation for the church of which we're built upon, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. With the foundation laid, there's no need to lay another foundation on top of it, so there's no need for apostles and prophets today as gifts to the church. But the word apostle literally means messenger or sent one. In this respect, Barnabas is a man in Scripture that's referred to as an apostle in Acts 14:14. However, he never exhibited the power and authority of the 12 or the Apostle Paul. In one sense, we, as believers on the Lord Jesus Christ, are all sent with a message. But let's not try to take a title, whatever it may be. That only tends to draw attention to ourselves. As true messengers of the Lord, we want all attentions to go to Him, our Lord Jesus Christ.